It's time for Ray Turner's Morning Mind Bender.
Thank you.
On Dixie 105.7.
All right, gang. Here we go. It's time for the Morning Mind Bender. The Mind Bender brought to you by Pepsi and the Pepsi Bottling Ventures. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. Presented by Bertie County Peanuts and powered by EGAD's screen printing, embroidery, and a lot more. Marvelous Marvin and his gang. And thank you to our friends over at Pepsi. Good morning, Joel. Good morning to Shane, to Rhonda, and the rest of the gang there. All my friends at Pepsi, your route drivers and your merchandisers. Folks at the warehouse, thank you for keeping us on. And thank you for being great business partners. Looking forward to a great 2019. And something to remind you of, you'd be like the Turner family. Anytime we've got a gathering, anytime we're at a mud bog, anytime we're on the beach, the drink of choice is Pepsi. Pepsi, just like the Jill, born in the Carolinas. Telephone number is 252-441-4566. And I love it because I see it. Here's what I love about the Morning Mind Bender. We don't give any prizes away for the Morning Mind Bender at 720. Not one. We give away the accolades. You'd be the grand high poobah. And we get more comments. We get more people coming up to us on the street. We get more telephone calls than any other. You've made this the most popular trivia segment in Northeast North Carolina radio. Thank you for doing that. I love it. Thank you all for being here. A couple things I'll ask you. Don't Google. And don't text and drive. Standard rates do apply. It is a two-way text message. According to people that study this kind of thing, what game show legend wrote the Jeopardy theme song? You think you know? 252-441-4566. Don't forget the brand new book, Ray Turner, Morning Mind Benders, comes out this spring, early summer. Tennessee, good morning, my buddy. On the text message, he says Richard Dolson. That is a great guess, but no, that is not it. Bob Barker says Deanne this morning. Hi, Dixie. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Hi, good morning, Evie. Listen, this person wrote the theme to Jeopardy. Who was it?
Tony Griffin.
I'm sorry, who?
Tony Griffin.
Tony Griffin. No, that's not right.
What was that mean? His last name was Griffin.
You think about it, okay?
Well, that might be dangerous for me to think, because, you know, I got dust up there. Oh, all that dust might burn up.
Yeah. You have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. But Jefferson with us this morning. I see some folks out of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Hi, Dixie. Good morning. Hey, where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. That's a great name. Where are you calling from?
Manio.
You driving yourself to school? How old are you?
10.
You're 10? And you're driving?
Yeah.
Right.
My mom's driving.
Oh, your mom. Okay. All right. Well, maybe, you know what? Let's try something fun. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
So for a fun Friday, why don't you drive to school tomorrow?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. That's a great idea. Do you listen on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Who was it that wrote the Jeopardy theme? Game show host, game show legend.
Was it Merv Griffin?
Merv Griffin is exactly right, yeah. Very nice. Not only are you a first-time caller, you're also the grand high poobah. What grade are you? What grade are you there in Manio?
Fourth.
You're in fourth grade. Oh, see, this title will get you a long way in school this morning. Now, because you're the grand high poobah, you're exempt from all homework. Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Again, you don't believe me, do you?
No.
I wouldn't think so. I'm going to ask you the question one more time. You're going to give the answer, and then we're going to leave it set right there, okay? That's how we ended up.
All right.
We do this on a regular basis. So, want to thank our friends over at Pepsi, the Pepsi Bottling Venture. Great folks over there. You should drink Pepsi and water, too. It's good for you. All right. Also, want to thank our friends over at Bertie County Peanuts and EGAD Screen Printing. Nevaeh, according to people that study this kind of thing, what game show legend wrote Jeopardy's theme song?
Merv Griffin.
Ray and Jill in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we wake you up?
Only on Dixie 105.7.